If this had been in place at the time the poor Sinead Farren McDaid died, she could well be alive today. So essentially what's going to happen is that Europe is going to notify, first of all, the National Roads Authority, and secondly, but particularly, all local authorities, that there will be regular audits in relation to the manner in which roads are surfaced, resurfaced, and the quantity and the quality of the signage that's put up. Because I brought Sean and McDonnell Farren out. They got an excellent hearing for the Petitions Committee here over 2 years ago. What's going to happen now is that signage and road surfaces are going to be inspected and audited on a regular basis by an independent entity.
Does this comply the Irish state to uphold these new regulations and these new practices? Because we've heard in the past that whereas the European Parliament can approve and can move something, it has to go through the Commission and ultimately the Council of Ministers first.
Well, what we now have is a situation that has resulted, thankfully, of the passing of the Lisbon Treaty. We have co-decision, so we have exactly the same powers as the Commission and the Council. So it's power sharing as envisaged in the Lisbon Treaty itself. So the Commission and the Council will have to take on board the decisions that we took today.